From Tidbits on August 14th, 2017, this is Ulysses Writing App Moves to Subscription Pricing by Adam C. Angst. The popular Mac and iOS writing app Ulysses has moved from a standalone pricing model where the Mac version costs $44.99 and the iOS version was $24.99 to a subscription model where all versions will be free to subscribers for $4.99 per month or $39.99 per year. Students can subscribe for $11.99 per 6 months. People who subscribe to the $9.99 per month Set App service will continue to get Ulysses on the Mac, and that subscription will also unlock the iOS version. Standalone pricing is no longer available, although existing users are eligible for a lifetime discount, and recent purchasers qualify for free use periods to make up for the previous purchase price. Marcus Fain and Max Seeleman, co-founders of the company behind Ulysses, have both penned explanations of the move, Fain via a Just the Facts blog post, and Seeleman in a far more detailed article on Medium. Though Seeleman's article is particularly insightful, there's little new in their decision. Both are clearly aware of the possible backlash that has accompanied similar moves by other companies. See our series on subscription pricing. They simply see no other way they can afford to continue developing Ulysses on multiple platforms. With apps sold in Apple's app stores, the only way developers can generate revenue is by targeting potential new users rather than serving existing users. And even paid updates, which are possible only through contortions with Apple's inane app store policies, force major feature update cycles and still result in spiky revenue. Amusingly, much of their deliberation was foreshadowed by a smart blog post from last year by Mac developer and Ulysses user Christian Tietze. He also floated the idea of a subscription service like SetApp. There is no question that Ulysses is a good app. It tied BBEdit for the top ranking in our recent survey of Markdown-capable editors, and Julio Ojeda Zapata gave it a positive review last year in Writing App Ulysses Blends Power and Simplicity. The problem comes in matching the needs of developers with the eventual costs to users. A subscription service may be necessary for developers to maintain a continuous development pace, and users may have no problem justifying a handful of subscriptions to essential apps. But if too many apps move to a subscription model, it seems likely that the total cost and the logistics of managing dozens of separate subscriptions will overwhelm many users. We need a curious economics graduate student to research that tipping point. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and JampNow, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, the Tidbits News app, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.